Ah, technology, a blessing and a curse. This is Manny Faces from the New York Hip Hop Report and Birthplace Magazine. If you tuned in Sunday night, August 23rd, big show we had planned for you guys. We were going to have a call in from Ron Killings, a.k.a. R-Truth, a WWE superstar who's also a music head and been pursuing rap ever since he was a kid and is now dropping music and putting together an album, and we wanted to talk to him tonight and let you hear his new song, as well as J-Don, Roundaway Cat from New York by way of California, who just recently won $10,000 and the opportunity to record with DJ Khaled as part of the Jack Daniels Honey Jack, Jackin' for Beats competition. Both of these guys are champions, fought through a lot to get where they are today, and are just on the verge of doing great things. So we were really excited to have these two on tonight. Of course, Blog Talk Radio, our host network, decided to completely crap out at about 10:26, 4 minutes or so before Ron Killings was going to give us a call. We were kicked off the air and had to scramble and decide really whether we were going to just reschedule or find Plan B. Went for Plan B. Took to offline interviews with both of these gentlemen, and the results, I think, were very, certainly under the circumstances, very inspiring, and I was happy that I did it. So, here's the episode that you missed, sort of, maybe, or started listening to, or maybe had no idea any of this happened, because this is you hearing about it for the first time. This was episode 125, season 3, episode 6, the New York Hip Hop Report with Manny Faces, as it originally aired, and then right when things started going crazy, I'm just going to kick in the interviews with Ron Killings, a.k.a. R-Truth, and then J-Don right after that. So enjoy. Check us out, www.nyhiphopreport.com. Twitter us at nyhiphopreport. It's been a long night, y'all. My name is Manny Faces. Thanks for your support. Peace.
Yes. For sure, we need more people like you just spreading the word about these artists.
I appreciate
you know,
that, man, for
yes,
real.
Indeed.
We need more people like y'all rocking on the radio and letting everybody know, especially shout out to the people listening in New Zealand. That blew me away. I was like, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
This is my first time checking out the show. I'm glad to see somebody talking about hip-hop in this format. I'm used to hearing sports talk radio, so this is a dream come true right here.
Also, real quickly, I would add that this is the first talk show that's, you know, that prescribes to our condition. I mean, I listen to talk radio all the time. First time I've ever heard an eloquent talk show host like you and your co-host who actually has the skill of dictation.
Manny Faces.
You sick for this one. This one.
I'm on my New York. Got the world following the New York script. Hustle with Timbs and hoodies on my New York flip. Rubber band sack money with my New York click. Yeah, I'm on my New York. I rep the Giants, Jets, New York Knicks. TaylorMade clothing with my New York stitch. My chick banging, don't you see my New York? Yeah, I'm on my New York.
New York. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Peace and love. Peace and love. What up, New York and everywhere? Who's checking in the New York Hip Hop Report with Manny Faces? We are here, year 3, season 3, episode 6. So, I don't know, 100 and something. Episodes, 100 and something Sunday nights that we've been here with you guys, bringing you some of the best information about the New York area hip hop music and culture scene. We've been, of course, covering news, and we'll have some talk about what's going on, and sometimes the drama and the gossip, and sometimes the business and the behind the scenes. And, you know, we cover a lot of this stuff. It's like sports talk radio, just hip hopier, you know what I mean? So do feel, if you feel so inclined, to give us a call at any point during the night. We'd love to take your calls. And again, it is like sports talk radio. This is for the people, by the people, about the people. 646-378-1282 is the phone number to call. And you can also tweet at us at NY Hip Hop Report on Twitter, at NY Hip Hop Report. Once again, my name is Manny Faces, the founder and editor-in-chief of Birthplace Magazine, the number one website for New York area hip hop. Of course, Birthplace Magazine representing the birthplace of the music and culture. The, of course, the Boogie Down Bronx, New York City.
and surrounding areas. We do cover the five boroughs. We cover a little bit of Long Island, Connecticut, New Jersey, you know, anyone that's kind of in our mix. We like to show love to, a lot of love for independent artists and for those who are doing really good things that you're not going to hear about on the mainstream radio stations, and certainly not mainstream media that doesn't know a damn thing about hip hop. So we give you those things. We're not going to just wait for someone to pay us before we tell you about them. So do check out our website, birthplacemag.com, an amazing event calendar on birthplacemag.com. Really does have a great gamut of New York area hip hop events, all the way from open mics and indie shows to big concerts and seminars and panels and everything in between. So of course, I am joined. I can't do this by myself, even though I, you know, can talk all night long. I don't want to hear me all night long. I'm joined this week, as I am just about each and every week, by my man, my mellow. His name is Steve Ortiz. He's up in the Bronx where the people are fresh. What up, Steve? Steve Ortiz, you there? Huh. All right. Well, I'm assuming that he's somewhere. Hope y'all can hear me. But until Steve jumps in, I will keep it going. Once again, we have a bunch of New York area hip hop events that we want to talk about. We have a couple of sponsors for tonight. Let me just see what's going on with the situation. We have two great guests tonight. You know, sometimes we do guests. Sometimes we don't. But tonight we have two amazing guests that are going to be checking with us at 10:30 and 11 o'clock, respectively. At 10:30. Man, this is a real treat to have this gentleman checking in with us tonight. His name is Ron Killings, and he's been entertaining people for years and years and years, millions and millions of people throughout the world. Some people know him as the professional wrestler R-Truth, but of course he is Ron Killings. He's doing music. He has always had a long love for music. He's got a song out now. He's got an album coming out. So we're going to talk to the legendary Ron Killings. He's going to be checking in with us. And then later on, at the 11 o'clock hour, we got Mr. J Don. J Don is the MC from around our way, who just won the Jackin' for Beats tournament that Jack Daniels was throwing. Jack Daniels got that honey bourbon that I be sipping on. And I do like that honey bourbon. No doubt. Yeah, man. There, Steve. That nationwide search for the champion MC freestyle battles. We like that freestyle. And Jack Daniels showing some love to hip hop, man. So that was pretty dope. So J Don's gonna join us later on. He won $10,000. So I wanted to have him on the show so I could borrow some money from him. No, I'm just playing. But he also won a studio session with the big name in hip hop, DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled, we the best music. So he gets to rock with Khaled. Man. So yeah, man. So he'll be checking in later on. But again, 10:30 or so, Ron Killings, of course. Like I said, known as R-Truth to WWE fans, SummerSlam is going on right now at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. So Ron is in town again for that event, you know, holding down his duties as a WWE, you know, athlete. But again, we're concerned about music on this show, and Ron Killings is dropping some music. It's interesting, man. I like what he's doing, and I'm going to be really excited to hear from him. So stay tuned for those two things. Steve, glad you're with us, my man. No worries, man. Listen, we got the
bitch sometimes.
I know it. They got us on the high def. Blog Talk Radio got us on a high def now, so we sound a little bit better. We sound a little bit tighter, but it doesn't always work exactly how it's supposed to. But, you know, feel free to dip out if you want to try to reconnect on the high def. I see you call back in. If you guys want to call and be low def with us, you can. Again, 646-378-1282. New York Hip Hop, man, that's it. You want to talk about it, talk about something going on, tell us, bring something to our attention, or just, you know, speak your mind. We've always got the phone lines open. You guys, 646-378-1282. Again, my name is Manny Faces. Sponsors for tonight. Listen, there's a couple. Sponsors are good because they're not just random stuff. You'll be interested. We got two ticket giveaways right now on birthplacemag.com. And I got to tell you, I mean, if this doesn't show you the range of stuff that we got for our audiences, man, I don't know what does. We got tickets to give away to go see Homeboy Sandman. All right. at the Knitting Factory in Brooklyn. Homeboy Sam and an MC from Queens. This guy spits all kind of ridiculous wordplay, clever stuff, really smart, triple entendres, great beats, an indie artist, an MC's MC, a writer's writer. People love him, a great performer. He's been traveling the world. He signed to Stone Store Records. We've been following him for a very long time.
Oh, man, he kills it live. He really does.
Every time. And he's right now like in Europe, and then he'll be back in America, and then he'll be back in Brooklyn. So I think it's, September 3rd. So Homeboy Salmon at Knitting Factory. And like I said, we have tickets to give away. I stole some tickets. You know what I mean? I wanted to make sure everyone could share what we've seen and seeing Homeboy Salmon rock live. So if you want to get those tickets, don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone I stole them. But you can go to birthplacemag.com, and we actually have three pairs of tickets to give away. Three pairs. So, right. Yeah, man, go there and check it out. September 3 at the Knitting Factory with Breeze Bruin from the Mighty Juggernauts crew, Isaac Sawyer, and, of course, Two Hungry Bros on the DJ sets. Two Hungry Bros does a lot of production and DJing in the New York City indie hip-hop scene. You'll dig what they do. Now, that's one side of things. On the completely opposite side of things, we also have a pair of tickets to give away to see Young Thug over at the Paramount in Huntington, Long Island, around my way. I'm out on Long Island. And the Paramount's a really nice venue. Young Thug was there back in February, tearing it up for the turn-up crowd. And lo and behold, who was there checking out his show in the VIP room? None other than Rihanna. You know what I mean? So I think that the folks who dig that Young Thug is going to, you know, enjoy that kind of surprise engagements. I would have liked to just sit there and look at Rihanna for a while. He's bringing Tory Lanez. Tory Lanez is, I like to call him like a trap crooner. Like he's a trap singer. Like, you know what I mean? And he's out of Toronto, Canada. He's got a couple of joints out, and they'll be riding into Long Island, Strong Island. So the Paramount Huntington, Young Thug, and Tory Lanez. You get your tickets over at birthplacemag.com. Of course, you can buy tickets, and we suggest you do so, but go to birthplacemag.com and click on the links and go buy some tickets and fill out the thing to get some free tickets. And that's that. Also, lastly, but not leastly, first Mondays of every month, our good friends and partners over at Freestyle Mondays will be back in action. They will be at Meridian 23 in New York City, 161 West 23rd Street. Freestyle Mondays is a great event. It's been going on 13 years, people. 13 years. Nothing goes on in hip hop for 13 years, if it's not super, super dope. It is an MC game show battle. It's also a B-boy, B-girl battle. It's also a DJ battle, all on the same night, all in the same place. You'll not find really better freestyle MCs anywhere on the planet except over at Freestyle Monday. So Freestyle Mondays presents the arena Monday, September 7th, around 8:30, 9 o'clock over there at Meridian 23. On West 23rd Street in Manhattan. Admission is and always probably will be free. Freestyle Mondays. So those are our beautiful sponsors. Please check them out. And of course, tell them you heard about them from the New York Hip Hop Report or birthplacemag.com. Always, you can find all of these events and many, many more on the birthplacemag.com event calendar. So I'm bigging up our own outlets, but of course, it's full of stuff for you. Free tickets, an event calendar. I mean, it's like, wow, we got everything for you. So it's not even for us. It's a lot of work for us to make sure that we... Shouts to Eddie O in the chat room. Shouts to some guests. We have guests in the chat room. Feel free to type away guests and welcome to the New York Hip Hop Report. Man, glad y'all could join us. Guests usually mean first timers. Blog Talk Radio is a nice platform. You can sign up for an account and you can follow the show. And that way you'll get an alert. You can also go to nyhiphopreport.com. And if you dig what we're doing, we will have an email sign up right there. So you can just click and you can sign up for the email list and you can get hit maybe once a week. I really don't. Someone told me they really like that we didn't email them a lot. And you know, sometimes it's because I don't, you know, we don't have time. We're a small organization running three media outlets. So sometimes we don't really hit people up unless it's really, really important. But we also don't beat people up over the head with, oh, you know, here's some stupid headline, click, click, click. Nah, we want to give you like real quality stuff. So nyhiphopreport.com, you get our email list, you get all of our old episodes. If you're catching this episode late, it's probably there because we'll have them archived there right afterwards. And yeah, man, that's what's up.
You know, on Twitter, they really hit you over the head with those, you know, they keep repeating the same things over, you know, over and over, and they, like, bombard your account. And it's like you end up having to unfollow them because you're like, what is this nonsense? Like, you know,
yeah, man. No, I try to be
200 tweets a day or something like that.
I try to be very, what's the word, judicious when I, you know, when I send emails or when we tweet, even during the show, we tweet several times during the show, but I don't want it to be too crazy, you know what I mean? And then I don't want someone coming across our Twitter stream and seeing that the last 20 things we did were the same, like, tune in now. No, really tune in. No, seriously, tune in. No, I need you to tune in. You know what I mean? So I try to be conscious of that because I don't like that myself. Once again, Eddie O in the chat room. Shouts to Eddie, man. Eddie is the big homie. Used to tune in and listen to us. Still tunes in all the time. And even though he is now out of New York and traveled down to Florida, living down in sunny FLA, always has time for the New York Hip Hop Report. And we salute you for that, my friend. And yeah, man. So listen, a couple of things happening in New York City. Of course, if you listen to our last episode, we were here two weeks ago. During the summer, we went bi-weekly just, you know, because summer. And last episode was very well listened to and very well shared and very well liked because it was unfortunate. But it was our Sean Price tribute episode. And there were a lot of Sean Price. Of course, Sean Price, you guys don't know, underground forever, but a stronghold of Duck Down music. Boot Camp Click, Helter Skelter, Random Acts, you know, Sean Price as a solo artist, many, many years, passed away rather unexpectedly at the age of 43, I believe. And it happened two Saturdays ago. And of course, it was the day before our Sunday show. So we quickly scrambled and we had James Nishi from Duck Down Records called up and, you know, gave, you know, updates as to, it was practically breaking news because it was really the next day and it's a shock to everyone's system. You know, so you can catch that episode, like I said, nyhiphopreport.com. There were a lot of course, memorial shows and people spun music and stuff, but you know, we did what we normally do. We kind of just talked it out, you know, and we had producer Mr. Green. Mr. Green called in. He has a great show that was on Vice, Noisy, on Vice's channel Noisy, called Live from the Streets. And he called up and gave his two cents about how it was working with Sean Price right before he passed away. And of course, the ironic thing is that Sean P had a music that was about to drop. He had a mixtape, which if you get it through iTunes, it's like 8 songs. But if you get it digitally or through Duck Down, it's 30 songs.
And I saw that
7th at SOBs in New York City. So what was once a mixtape release party is now unfortunately transformed into a memorial show. So wanted to give an update to our New York City area folks that show, as was told to us, that on our from the Combat Jack Show, another hip hop oriented podcast, along Dallas Penn of internet celebrities, and also the Combat Jack Show. Music Button, producer and DJ, and also producer and DJ Static Selector. So I don't know who's going to be performing. I don't know what's going to be happening, but it's out to celebrate the life of Sean Price. So we want to make sure that you guys tune in, come down to SOBs. Tickets are available. I know it's, you know, SOBs is not the biggest place, but they want to be home and feel intimate. So SOBs, Thursday, August 27th, it's an 18 and over event. It starts at 8 o'clock. You can get tickets, of course, we have it up on the Birthplace Mag event calendar. And if you want to support Sean Price's family, there was a crowdrise.com campaign that raised a lot of money for his family. A lot of people came through, including, as it turned out, Shady Records, Eminem, donating $10,000 to Sean Price's family. So that was how well respected he was by even some of the upper echelon of hip hop. And Jay-Z also contributed a large sum of money personally to Sean Price's account as they, you know, show sign of respect. So
I think that's great. I saw your piece on the Songs in the Key of Price artwork, the initial artwork being a pull due to artwork copying infringement.
Yes.
Crazy,
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, these things get attention. So Sean Price's mixtape, Songs in the Key of Price, which, again, is out. You can purchase at Duck Down Records, Duck Down Music, duckdown.com. And, yeah, the artwork was a reimagining, you know, how I do for mixtapes sometimes, a reimagining of Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life. And ironically, Stevie Wonder was just in New York City performing Songs in the Key of Life at Central Park. Oh, wow. He had a special surprise pop up like last week. So he's been touring this summer, you know, playing songs from that iconic, you know, album. And, you know, it was a reworking of the artwork, and there are legalities, and, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So Universal Music did send a cease and desist.
It's all about the business for these guys, Universal. You know, despite the fact that she passed away, you know, like, listen, man, don't be trying to use our, you know, really?
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know if it's business. So really what the end result is if you were an early orderer and you got the first batch of physical copies, you got basically now like a super collector's item, because obviously, you know, an artist who's gone, but also a, you know, they immediately had a rework. All the artwork, they had to take it offline, and any physical copies that were being made now in the future, they're still producing them. You can still buy them and they're still being shipped, but we'll have different artwork now. So yeah, you know, it's kind of crazy. We actually were very early on that story. I think we broke it. So shouts to the family over at Duck Down Music, man. We try to support them in any way we can. I've hung out with some of those folks. Shouts to Steel, Tech and Steel, Smith and Wesson. Shouts to Shucky Ducky. Shouts to Noah and Drew and everyone over there. You know, that was, as we said in the last episode, it's a real family organization. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Can't say enough about them, because they really stick to their roots. They don't compromise their artists and their freedom to do what they want musically. I mean, that's the one label where you can never say that they sold out, man. They never sold out. You know, Black Moon became popular, and Helter Skelter and Smith & Wesson became popular. It was not for them trying to be popular. You know, they made good music, and the mainstream caught it. Testament to an independent label that's you know, still able to do it, you know, 20 some years later.
Yeah, definitely 20 years in the game, and that's what's up. So once again, the Sean Price Memorial Concert, you know, we just came from a few weeks ago from attending the Pumpkinhead Memorial Concert, another you know, long-standing veteran of hip-hop who passed away, and the turnout was amazing. The performances were amazing. Just the love and that New York camaraderie. You know, people say that New York doesn't stick together in the rap game, and I'm not sure where people get that idea. You know, I know that even among the new guys, you know, we've seen the whole Beast Coast movement come together with, you know, the Flatbush Zombies and Underachievers and Pro Era, you know, all kind of working together and being, you know, sort of supporting each other and pushing each other up. And of course, now even from the older underground scene, the older indie scene, you see them coming out in force, you know, when they need it. So, you know, that's how it is. Sean Price Memorial Concert, SOBs, August 27th, this Thursday. I'm going to try to be in the house myself, as well as some of our other Birthplace Mag folk. So that's that. Once again, you're listening to the New York Hip Hop Report. My name is Manny Faces, founder and editor-in-chief of birthplacemag.com. I got Steve Ortiz with me, my co-host with the most up in the Bronx, where the people are fresh. We are moments away from the first of our two amazing champion guests tonight. Our first guest tonight is going to be Mr. Ron Killings. Some of you may know him as R-Truth from the WWE, but Ron Killings is going to be kicking it with us. He got a new song out. He's always had a love for music, man. If you know him from the wrestling game, you know that he kind of always does this thing. He wraps himself in. He's to the ring. He's got his own song. He's done a few songs, you know, in conjunction with his work, you know, as a superstar. So you know he's always had this love for music and dancing. And, you know, from what I understand, it goes way back, man. So this isn't like one of those athletes that are trying to suddenly decide, hey, I got a new idea. Let me become a rapper. You know what I mean? It's like something that he's kind of always done. And we want to find out more about that. So he's got his new song. We got his new song on deck. It's called What You Do to Get It. And it's an interesting song. It's got an interesting message. It's got a nice vibe to it. We're going to definitely give you some love on that. He's not a New York cat. We're going to bend the rules. He is in New York this weekend for SummerSlam. So we're going to give him some love just because of the caliber of his, you know, his legacy and the fact that, you know, listen, he wants to he wanted to talk to us and find out, you know, what some New York heads thought about what he's doing. So he came to the right place. This is the New York Hip Hop Report. We're here every Sunday night, 10 p.m. to 11:30 or so. We're normally weekly. This summer we've been bi-weekly, but we will be going. We're off next week. And then so we're coming back on Sunday. September, I'm looking at a calendar. I can't see. September 6th. Yeah, September 6th. And from there on, we'll be back to weekly for the most part as we go forward. Of course, once again, we'll be our sponsor for the night. Include Freestyle Mondays happening the very next day, that first Monday, September 7th. So do check them out. Of course, later on in the show, we will be talking to Jaydon. Jaydon is a young MC from the New York area, and we know that he's a great freestyle artist. I think he's been at Freestyle Mondays. He's certainly rocked with them. McDonald's B-Boy Royale Championship just went on this weekend. Also, covering all the aspects of hip-hop. I mentioned that because they had freestyle competition. Jaydon was in that. And so McDonald's had a big corporate sponsored kind of hip hop event. We're talking to Jaydon. He also won the Jacket for Beats tournament that was put on by Jack Daniels. So we've seen a lot of big corporations getting their hands in hip hop. One of the biggest ones was the Red Bull BC One North America final that happened down in Orlando, Florida. Check this out, Steve. This is the B-Boy Championship that Red Bull does every year.
Wow.
And, Big tournament down in Orlando. It had all the regional, you know, winners from all across the country. Well, the continent, really. I had one guy from Alaska, I believe. Certainly from Orlando, of course. Representing New York was our man Frankie, B-Boy Frankie, who, as it so happens, I just interviewed B-Boy Frankie. Not so happens, I planned it this way. So we put up a story about B-Boy Frankie on birthplacemag.com about his, you know, upcoming competition in the Red Bull BC One North America final, which went down yesterday. Sway Calloway hosted it. It was a big,
This show is so exciting, man. I mean, you ever been to one like live, like one of the like championship ones where it's like all on the line?
Absolutely. It was, what do you call it? It was live streamed, which was kind of cool. So you could actually watch it live stream. Eddie in the chat room saying that we're getting a little technical difficulties. You're not hearing us very clear. Is that still the case? Eddie, let us know. Anyone in the chat room, let us know if our sound is good. This is not our network. This is Blog Talk Radio. We have a nice setup with them. But,
yeah,
you know, sometimes things can get choppy. So we'll keep talking. But, yeah, so they did the BC One North America final, and that was pretty dope. I watched it. Frankie went into, like, one of the later rounds.
You know, that's the one thing I wish I could really
and
get.
Was eliminated, unfortunately. So we are going to have the full interview with Frankie, B-Boy Frankie, coming up this Thursday on the Manny Faces Show, my other podcast radio show that airs on Bonfire Radio, bonfireradio.com, Thursday night, 8:30 p.m. And you'll catch my interview with B-Boy Frankie, as well as a New York area artist and educator and world traveler, Rabbi Darkside. So he'll be those two will be my interviewees on the Manny Faces Show. Keeping it hip hop, man, no matter where I go. Rabbi Darkside and what you call it, B-Boy Frankie just went out to Uganda. They both went to Uganda and did a big big workshop there. I was teaching all kind of stuff out there in Uganda, including b-boying and DJing and production and rapping down in Uganda, Africa, as part of a program with the State Department of New York. So really cool, man. Really cool stuff that they do.
I mean, when you go to these shows and you see him online, for me, it gives me such a boost. You know, after I watch one, I feel hyped because there's this incredible display of taking a human body and contorting it and just doing these crazy moves and to the beat and, just amazing stuff. Just, I mean, young and old. I mean, you know, the Crazy Legs is still out there. You know, I don't think he's really performing professionally, but, you know, he has to be in his late 40s and he's still out there, you know, once in a while, dropping some moves. I mean, looks like we're having some technical difficulties. Hang on, guys. We'll get them straightened out as soon as we can. Up shortly, we have Ron Killings. He'll be coming to discuss his new single, What You Do to Get It, as well as his upcoming album. He'll be on shortly, and shortly after that, we'll have Jade on.
Hey, everyone. It's me, Manny, again. All right, this is where things kind of went bad, and we lost all of our signals. So, as promised, here's my interview with Ron Killings, a.k.a. R-Truth. Afterwards, we'll play his new single, What You Do to Get It. And then I'll have a great talk with Jay Don right after that. So here we go. Enjoy. Hey, this is Manny.
What's up, man? It's you, Ron.
Hey, Ron. How are you, sir?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm all right, man. Under the circumstances. Technology, man.
It's all good, man. It's a good thing. If I blew it up like that, it's a good thing.
That's what I'm saying, man. You know, it's kind of crazy. But listen, we're going to kick it. Like we're not gonna keep the people waiting. You know, we gotta give them what we promised.
Let's do that. I'm glad you saw that.
Yeah, man, absolutely. I was looking forward to it, man. I was real excited when your folks reached out to me, man. I know you're in town. You're in New York City, of course, for the big Summer Slam event. How's New York treating you?
Man, New York always show me love, man. That's the thing about it, man. Anybody can say what they want to say about the Big Apple, man, but I don't care where I go in New York, man. I get treated. I get so much love.
Yeah, that's what's up. How often do you get, how do you come through? You come through New York a lot?
Oh, we're in New York a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Since being that WWE headquarters is in Connecticut, man, we're up north a lot, man, and mainly in New York a lot.
That's what's up. Barclays Center, nice venue, huh?
Oh, real nice center, man. Huge. Huge. You can walk around there, man, and get lost.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I guess Jay-Z and them knew what they were doing, huh?
They knew exactly what they was doing, man.
Yeah, word up. Yo, listen, let me just get right into it, man. Let's talk about the music-making aspect of your life. You know, obviously a lot of wrestling fans know you, your R-Truth and all that. You've had a quite illustrious career in the ring. What I hear, music's always been your first love. That's been your passion, man. So, we're going to be hearing your new single in a little bit, but, how far back does this go? How far back does the interest in music go? You know, what were you doing to try to get into that game before you even got into wrestling, man?
Oh, my goodness, man. It goes all the way back to, man, me being a little tot, man, in North Carolina, man, in Charlotte.
Okay.
And, going to, I don't know if you're familiar with, man, Jack the Rapper convention.
Yeah.
But that's how I started up, man, going to the conventions, man. And that's where you would go, man, and, you perform, but you just rub elbows with what was happening, what was in at the time. And back then, when I started, man, it was like Kwame, Digital Underground, Big Daddy Kane, MC Light, Third Base.
Yeah.
Public Enemy.
That golden era.
All those, that golden era back then, man. That's how long I've been pursuing it, man. And I got bit by the bug, man, and just like, this is what I wanted to do, man. So it went all the way back from then, recording and going to all these conventions and rubbing elbows and recording. And I admit, back then, I was a little whack because everybody's whack when you first trying to start out, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, sure enough.
If you perfect that craft, man, and stick with it, man, and stay with what's hot, you know what I'm saying? They got no choice but to come out hot.
Yeah. So you were coming up, Charlotte, you going to all these conventions, Jack the Rapper and all that. You were right in the mix at the whole time. Were you putting out music? Were you like shopping a demo at the time? Was that what it was?
Man, I don't even know if I was shopping a demo, if I was shopping myself to try to get a deal without a demo. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just felt like I was that good. I've always went and recorded something, man, but it was never what Ron Killings wanted. It was always what whoever was recording it, what they wanted. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I was always just presenting myself to people rubbing elbows. Like, if you know, man, like I met Tupac and Easy and all those guys, man, like, way back then, man, way before they even got hot, I met those guys.
Right.
And they was giving me tips on the game, man, about how to get in and what to do and which doors to walk through and which way to go. And it's getting that game, man. It's like it's getting in Fort Knox. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm being serious with you, man. And it just took years, all the way to now, man, to be able to, like, legitimately say, you know what, I can step in this game now, you know?
Right. So now, what was it that, I guess, you know, maybe kind of took you away from the music pursuits and led you to the path that you did go down for a while with wrestling and everything? Where did you make that turn?
I made that turn, man, in a halfway house.
Okay.
I was doing I was street, man. I was doing what I thought was the right way for me to, like, I didn't have a job, you know, so I sold drugs my life, you know what I'm saying? I sold drugs and thought that was the way I would pay for my dance. I had dancers, man, and all nine. I was opening shows for people, dog, and I would pay for our outfits and pay for our limos and all that, man, off the money I made, you know what I'm saying? But when I got busted and that came to a stop, you know, I had to put my life in perspective, man. At this time, I had already had a child.
Right.
I was still young, and I met Jack Crockett, man, when I was in the halfway house. And once again, I was trying to get him to, you know, invest in my music, man. And he saw my pictures, man, with, like, Tupac and Easy and MC Ren and Sinbad and all those guys, man. He was like, wow, you don't belong in here. You know, I think you just did something to get what you wanted and blah, blah, this and that. And this guy told me, he gave me his number, told me to call him. He would give me a job. Mm-hmm. Now, back then, I'm thinking he wanted me to cut his grass or something like that or wash windows. Or something, you know what I'm saying? But not knowing that this guy saw something in me, he paid for me to get trained. Now, check this out, man. I turned him down, dog, because when he proposed to me, he said, I want you to be a professional wrestler. I'm like, wrestling? I said, man, I can't do that, man. I'm a rapper, you know?
Right.
And I turned him down, and he told me, he said, well, the offer still stands. He said, God told me to give back to you, and I will wait till you come. Well, I turned him down, and you can believe within another year I was back in jail again.
Mm.
And I came out, man, and it was the first time that Ron Killings was like, you know what, I need to stop doing things the way I think I know how to do them. I need to listen to somebody else. I can't rob no more. I can't sell drugs no more. I got a child that I got to take care of.
Mm.
I have to be there for. I got to get my life together. And, man, that's the first time that I listened to somebody else, and he told me this wouldn't cost me nothing but time and obedience. That's all it would cost me, you know
right.
what I'm saying? Dedication.
Right.
And he paid for me to get trained. He took me to 3 WCW shows back then, man, and I was bitten by the bug. I was always a wrestling fan, but I was just locked into the music and locked in wanting to get somebody to invest in me.
Right.
And I never forget, he told me, he said, when you make somebody yourself with this wrestling, you will never have to ask nobody else to invest in you because you can invest in yourself.
Mm.
And for some reason, man, that made just that statement, it gave me a whole paragraph to where, like, regardless of where you at in life, what went wrong or whatever, sometimes you may have to take the right route to go the left way. Sometimes
yeah.
you got to take the left route to go the right. You know what I'm saying? every stage you go through in life, there's a right and a left way to take, man. And you just got to find that way to take, man, and try to do it the right way by yourself and by your life.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, you can't knock it. That path worked out pretty well for you, man.
Hey, man, it brought me to where I'm at, man, and I think I've seen Crockett one time since then, man. When I saw him, we both just hugged and cried, man, because it was like that I was the guy that I heard his man say, God want me to give back to you, and for him to give back, man, he didn't have to give me nothing, you know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah.
But he gave me, man, he gave me an opportunity, and that's all. A lot of people need an opportunity that wants to have something and do something with themselves. An opportunity will take you a long way.
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. And like I say, it did take you a long way. But even as you've been, you know, making your path as a professional wrestler, you've always found a way to incorporate rapping and dancing and that aspect of entertainment into your work. Did you, how did that come about? Did you want to do that? Did they bring it up? You say, I'm going to just keep doing what I've been doing. Find a way to incorporate it into what I do. Because that's like a way to kind of keep that love alive, right, while you were doing wrestling.
Oh, man, it was Crockett, man, that cup. I'm sitting there with him watching his wrestling show, you know, with the mad mouth. And I'm like, man, I don't want to be doing this stuff. I'm going to do it because he said I want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like a little kid, you know what I'm saying? That's in church. And your mom said, be quiet. Listen to these people sing the hymn song.
Right.
That's how it was, man. And he was like, now just imagine this. I remember it was Ric Flair coming down at that time. and the people was going crazy, man. And I was like, oh, shit, okay, this could be something good.
Yeah.
And he was like, just imagine if you're rapping and you're doing that dance you do. You're rapping, you're dancing. And when you get in the ring, you just gave them a whole concert, and now it's time for you to wrestle. Wow. He said that, man, and he put it together for me.
Right, right.
And I went to the lab, man, and recorded me something that I could come down to the ring on, something that I felt that the people would feel, that would get with me and vibe and relate to. And, man, next thing you know, that it was born, dog.
Yeah, you definitely have that reputation, and you are making your own songs, and now you're – deciding to do it not in the ring. This is something you're taking back to, your early desires, your early pursuits. Now that you have, like you said, you can invest in yourself now. What made you say, I'm going to really do this?
It's time. It's time now, man. This is a long time dream goal of mine, man. And I always preach and talk and tell people to follow your dreams, strive for your goal, go for what you know what I'm saying? And that's pretty much what I'm doing, man. Now that I have a name, people have been knowing me in this game, man, for a long time, just grinding. I've been grinding with the wrestling. I've been grinding still with the music. And now I just feel like it's time now. It's time to I got a story to tell. And my music, man, is not the typical music. I mean, I think you got every kind of rapper that you need is already out there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
My music is more about real life situations. It's about goals. It's about dreams. It's about just living, man. Stuff that everyone there people can relate to.
Yeah, now your new single really speaks to that. Your single, What You Do to Get It, available on iTunes, Google Play. It's really like setting the stage for your upcoming album. What went into putting together this song, and what was the message you're looking to get across with What You Do to Get It?
A lot of emotions went into it, man. And I just sit down and write, man, my life. And What You Do to Get It came by with just what I do to get where I'm at. And anybody can relate to what you do to get it.
Right.
Same thing with you. You go to work and you on this radio talk and you're doing your thing every day. You grind. That's what you do to get it. I think everybody can relate to what they do to get it. And me, I do a lot of things to get it, man. I'm a father.
Yeah.
I'm a husband. I'm a son. I do all the things. I'm a celebrity. I'm an entertainer. I do all that. But still, I have to go and get it, man.
Right, right.
And it's just me explaining to people what it takes and what I do to go get it.
And it seems like it does have, what I like about it is it's not preachy, you know what I mean? But it's positive.
Exactly. And you don't have to preach to people these days, because I think everybody know, you know what I'm saying? You innately just know common sense, you know what I'm saying? But I think sometimes it's just, my message is just there to enlighten that, or just to give you that speaker that you didn't hear, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not about anything.
Yeah, yeah. Were you able to find time? Listen, the wrestling game has got you in this city tonight and this city tomorrow. I'm surprised you even got 2 minutes to talk to us. I know you're all over the place. Do you have time? Were you able to find time to write and to kind of keep up with the pen game?
Man, that's what took this so long. That's what took the whole album so long.
Mm.
I have 14 songs that I'm slowly and patiently releasing. And I do some on the road. It's kind of hard to write on the road when I'm with the wrestling game, you have to have your mind set right,
what
I'm saying?
Because
it's a meditation type thing. It's a process that I go through for each thing that I do, whether it's wrestling, whether it's performing, music or whatever. And it's hard to find that medium to where I can sit down comfortably and just lyrics just come to me. Of course, you're going to have that writer's block where you can't come up with nothing,
right?
Even if it's your own life, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I would write, man. Sometimes I would be at home when I'm done with the kids and finished with the wife, man. I would, go upstairs to my studio and write on some music. Even sometimes at home, it would be a writer's block, you know what I'm saying? So I guess by the grace of God, man, I just found time within time to write on this music.
Yeah. 14 tracks, you say. Is it I know you had a couple of features, helping you out on the first track. Do you have a lot of people that you're working with throughout the album, or is it mainly just you, or how much of it is,
It's mainly just me, man. It's me, a guy named Black Pearl, J.A. from Jamaica, Aya Champs, Chop Blade, some guys that's underground, man, that haven't, really made it big yet.
Okay.
That Ron Killen's going to reach back and give to, somebody reach back to me.
Yeah, same thing, right? Each one teach one, right?
Yeah, that's it, man. That's where the world go around, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And these guys are hot now. Don't get me wrong, they hot.
Yeah, no doubt. No, I hear you, man. You're not going to put them on because, You got to make sure everyone's, you know, proper.
Oh, yeah. I got a reputation up on here, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a reputation, man.
Yeah, that's once again, my guest tonight is Ron Killens. Some of y'all know him as R-Truth, but he's dropping music. He got a song that's out right now. He's got, of course, an album coming out. The album's coming out. You're looking to release this entire album soon, yeah?
I'm still right now just dropping singles. I'm having fun dropping the singles, man, because I'm thinking when I'm listening and getting from people, I'm exceeding their expectations. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Now, let me ask you about that. Now, going into this thing, you know there's going to be them people that are going to be like, oh, here we go, another athlete trying to be a rapper. Right?
I know they out there. I know they're going to say that.
Yeah, and so I guess you combat that is by dropping, you know, stuff that's dope, but, you know.
That's one way to answer it. And the second way to answer that is, I was a rapper way before I was an athlete.
Right.
I was a rapper before I played high school football.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And I was damn good at that, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so it's just, I think if you got it, flaunt it. If you got it, do it, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? I have no problem. I heard, this is one of the things my boy says all the time, Cat Williams, all the haters that feel that way, if you don't have nobody to hate on, feel free to hate on me because I need it.
Yeah, yeah. I hear that. So where'd you get the music? Like, do you work with producers that are known or again, up-and-coming producers? Where'd you get the music and how do you kind of match that up? Like, a lot of artists, you know, they get a lot of beats and they try to find, you know, what fits, or they write and then try to find a beat to match. How do you do the production side of things?
Man, I honestly listen to my music, man. And when I listen to the music, it doesn't matter. Triple X Production, man, a guy named Nick out of Canada has been doing pretty much the whole album.
Right.
And he gives me that feel I like, man. I think any rapper, any artist can tell you this. When they listen to a track, it talks to them. The lyrics just come so easy, man. It's right there. And you know that's a track. You don't have to think of the concept. You don't have to think of a title. You don't have to think of nothing. It comes.
It talks to you.
It talks to you.
Yeah. That's what's up. Ron, you got, so besides music and, of course, the wrestling game still going strong for you, you have anything else you're trying to get into, trying to, you know, like, expand your creative?
I'm trying to do it all, man. I'm trying to, as a matter of fact, I'm working on a project right now, man, a movie coming out, Breaking Evolution. That's
okay.
supposed to be starting filming with that in, like, August sometime. October sometime, we'll start filming with that one.
Okay.
And trying to get deep into the movies, man, you know?
Yeah.
Movies and music, you know, just to rod and just overflow everybody with that Ron Killens brand.
Yeah, no, you got the personality for it, man. Have you done anything movie-wise before, or?
I did. Years ago, I did Hit a State with Chris Rock, and I also was in The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, man. I got my feet wet a little bit. You
all
know
right.
What I'm
no, hey, The Wrestler was a good movie, man. I interviewed, I don't know if you know this guy. He was a creative consultant on it. His name is Evan Ginsberg.
Yes, I do know Evan out of New York, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And you know what? That's who got me. They actually, man, held casting up for one day just to get me down there. And I drove down and they put me on the movie.
Really?
Yes, sir. Thanks to Evan.
I've been on his show, and I've interviewed him on my other pod. I do another show podcast. I interviewed him. That's my man.
Yes, that's Evan hooked me up, man.
He's a good dude.
Yes, and the Breaking Evolution movie, man, that's coming out, I'll be playing the role of DJ R. Killings.
Okay.
And it's scheduled to be released 2016.
Oh, wow. That's what's up.
Yes, what's up, man?
All right. So you stay home. Where do you stay now? You still in North Carolina?
Still in North Carolina, man.
Yeah.
I can't leave Charlotte, man. That's born and raised. As a matter of fact, I did a track to Charlotte, man. That's probably going to be like your third. That's probably the last single I release, and then I'll probably just drop the whole album.
Gotcha.
The next one I'm coming up with is Pump It Up, and that's going to be a hot one, man. You think what you do to get it? I want every track, every song that I come up with to, like, throw the first one out of the water. You know what I'm saying?
Where right.
People don't look at it and say, oh, there's another athlete trying to do this and that. They can look at me straight up as, wow, an artist just put some music out, you know?
Right, right. You got a certain type of crowd. You know, listen, I mean, there's a certain type of audience you're trying to hit. I mean, I think there's some influences there that's a little bit old school, but doesn't sound old. You know what I mean? I think some of the old school heads would like it. They're looking for stuff that, you know, isn't what they might hear on the radio today. Do you try to angle it anyway?
Hey, I'm hitting from age 8 to 80.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? And my music is for any and everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's music. I think music don't have no different race, gender, or creed, or whatever, man. It's just music makes you feel good, makes you happy. It's supposed to give you some type of feeling or some type of you can relate to, and that's what my music does.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Now, we look forward to hearing the entire album. We're going to play the entire single here. We're going to direct people to make sure they buy it and support, obviously. You know, that always helps. Are you planning any videos, or how much can you do?
Oh yes, man. I'm doing as much as the good Lord would allow me to do, man.
Yeah, okay. You know, so we can expect some videos coming too.
Oh, you can expect a video real soon, man. For every song, I think I should do a video that helps out, you know.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, no doubt. And performing. How much have you had a chance to perform any of the songs yet, or you know, you're still working on that?
Not yet, but I'm ready.
Yeah,
I am ready. I'm ready. So you let them know, man, hey, bring me in. If y'all want a fireball, bring me in, because I'm killing it.
That's it. Ron Killens, indeed killing it, man. Yo, it's a supreme pleasure talking to you, my man. I really appreciate you taking the time and bearing with our technical difficulties out of our hands. But
Hey, no problem with that, man. Hey, thank you all for giving me the opportunity. As you know, this is the first interview I've done as Ron Killens, you know what I'm saying, releasing this thing. So big kudos to y'all for that.
I appreciate that, man, and you know, salute to you, sir. We wish you all the best. Next time you're back in New York, man, we'll come check you out. We'll come hang out. We'll talk some more, man. Anytime you're doing something around here, let us know.
All right, man, and same to you, man. Anytime y'all need me on, just call it.
There it is. All right, Ron Killens, man, doing his thing, killing it. Good talking to you, sir.
You too, man. Peace out.
All right. And now here's Ron Killens featuring Black Pearl J.A. and Big D, What You Do to Get It.
Well, this is Black Pearl in the building, straight from J.A. You know we don't play, we make money every day.
We have millions of $1,000,000.
Yeah. Free. Go get it by any means.
Big D.
Gotta get it. Gotta get it.
What you do to get it?
I'ma turn it dirty clean. Go get it by any means. I just want the numbers green.
What you do to get it?
Necessary, me have to get the money, and me ever strap. Now so you know me got it. So any poor violator in a head, me knock it. Me touch the street for the money, me a pray for the money. Now go bow out and turn up freak for the money. Where them did they when me a bleach for the money? Me have the lock, me have the key for the money. Man, I ain't trapping no real businessman. None of my thugs, them no broke like an ask the cashier. Bad man, no spend coupon. My money stack, I like ceiling fan. Some boy come a hype through them have a $1,000. When the aim and the plan half a million. I'm busy making lots of money, so I get it. Play a hater, see me rise, I wanna stop it.
I'ma turn it dirty clean, go get it by any mean. I just want the numbers green.
What you do to get it?
Early morning running at the money at the digits. I show you how to get it.
What you do to get it?
I'ma turn it dirty clean, go get it by any mean. Want the numbers green.
Nigga, what you do to get it?
Yeah. Early morning running at the money.
My show, my go get it.
I show you how to get it.
Get it. C-5-4-4, this is how I get it. I'm not your typical run of the mill, but I'm sick with it. Jump. I jump right into the mix. I trade that trap for some true legit ish. Drop that girl, get a real down chick. One you can marry, have kids and things with. Ain't no limit to the things you can get. Ain't even start talking about how to go get it. Jump. I live my life on the word jump. So brother, make a move towards what you want. See, nothing lasts forever, but it takes forever to get set right. Once you get your ish right, keep your ish tight. You got one life, your best to make the best of it. Before you know it, life's gonna be taking the rest of it. I'm mixing it up like kicks on my feet. Rule number one, keep your ear to the street.
I'ma turn it dirty clean, go get it by any mean. I just want the numbers green.
What you do to get it?
Early morning running at the money at the digits. I show you how to get it.
What you do to get it?
I'ma turn it dirty clean, go get it by any mean. I just want the numbers green.
What you do to get it?
getting green. Be chasing the dollars, like Tucci said. Cause you can holler at your growler. I get it good, the get it got. I hustle round the clock, because the grind never stops.
Well, this is Black Pearl in the building, straight from J.A. You know we don't play, we make money every day.
Here's my interview now with J Don, the national champion of the Jack Daniels Jackin' for Beats MC competition. Check it out.
I didn't want to let this opportunity slip because of the whole technical difficulties, just because you're doing so many great things right now, man. I know we've crossed paths too, but I'm not sure exactly where, but we've certainly dabbled in the same circle in the indie, New York City, hip-hop, freestyle, spitting MC game.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So congrats on the win.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
This was a nationwide competition. You were representing the New York City. They went city to city. How did you hear about this? What made you say, hey, this is something I should jump on?
All right, so basically what went down was I entered the Jackin' for Beats competition because it gave me a chance to, like, you know, take my music career to the next level.
Right.
I think it's cool that, like, Jack Daniels and, like, Jack Daniels, Tennessee Honey, and Atlantic Records came together to create such a amazing program that just goes around city to city just to give artists money to find the hottest MCs and then possibly gives you a label situation and a chance to, like, build with other people. So, like, I've been kind of jaded on competitions because I've been in a lot where I've either lost or I've won or I've been cheated or whatever. But something in me was like, yo, do this competition. Trust me. Just do it. So it kept showing up in my news feed. I showed up at the prelim, which was at Rock and Soul, which I believe is ran by Ty Ty and Emery of Rock Nation. Mm-hmm. And I did my thing, man. And there was some heavy hitters in it. I was doing this stuff. But the way it worked out, I just was able to, you know, finesse it and take all four rounds.
Right, right. This was a this was freestyle, right? So this was all,
I mean, not even necessarily freestyle. Basically what it was it was four rounds, right?
Right.
First round was just all the, it was two to three rounds of the first round.
Okay.
So basically it was like 20 to 30 rappers per round would come up and they would audition the 16 bars. Had to be clean, no profanity, and it was over one of the pre-selected beats that they had for you.
Right.
So I had a beat that I heard from me that I liked the most, so I'd already been working on my little flow all week. And I auditioned, made it through the first round. It said stay around till 5 p.m. So they announced the names. I made it to the wild card. And the wild card round was two rounds of head-to-heads, and that was like 10 to 15 MCs each. So I was able to make it through both of the wild card rounds. And then when they had the final round was a battle. Now, I don't like battling that much. I've faded away from it just because I've, like, seen people get beat up and all that crazy stuff that comes out of it. I was in a battle, like, side note, I was in a battle last night for McDonald's. Peace to my man. We're in the same scene. Peace to my man Osiris Anthem. He took that.
Oh, yeah, that's the dude.
He interviewed that brother, man. He killed it. But basically, you know, I'm not battling like how Osiris is or how, like, most of these cats that are in the scene are killing it. Like, it's not my thing. You know what I mean? I freestyle. I can freestyle your face off. But when it comes to talking about people, I usually try to pass on it because I'm just about, like, making moves. And I respect that feel, but you know what I mean? But anyway, the final round was I had to battle. And I made it all the way to the final round. So I just tapped into that monster that I usually don't tap into. And I ate that kid alive, man. I wasn't even playing.
There you go.
I was like, I made it this far. It's cool. But give me this money.
Right.
They don't give me this money. Or Rockin' Soul is going to give me this money. Somebody going to give me some money.
Yeah. So,
y'all flame the boy, man. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Right,
and it was so funny because the creative director for the event, one of the main heads, AJ Ahmed, he was like, yo, let's do a rematch. And then DJ Emmy walked up, took the 500 out of his hand, gave it to me, and was like, yo, J-Don won. That's it.
That's
and
it.
And that was just that was an amazing feeling. You know what I mean?
Yes, indeed. So where did this all start from? What's your background and how long you been pursuing the rap game? What got you into it? Where'd you come from?
All right, man. So, like, I was born in Fairfield, California.
Okay.
And I'm from a really bad neighborhood, man. My hood is really bad, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's a lot. Like most of my homies from my like crew, like 30 to 40 people are like dead or in jail. And I was one of the few to make it out. There's another brother that's doing his thing right now, named Sage the Gemini.
Oh yeah.
He's just selling like millions of records, man. His I'm like his mom's other son. Like she babysat me. I used to slap box with Sage. I know him as Dominic. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know his big brothers are Don, Ronald, all those guys. Those are my brothers. And for life, I'll never forget that. Those are like my brothers. Outside of like Sage being a famous rapper. Like those are just the family. So that's where I came from. So I mean I came from we survived the gutter, man, for real.
Yeah.
It's like I just picked up art around like 14, 15. My first initial like introduction to it. I've been around it all my life. My first initial introduction was when I was like 14. My uncle was working for Universal at the time and he was managing JoJo. And at the time, I didn't really know too much about rap, but I knew I wanted to be a rapper. I just watched Tupac Resurrection. I was inspired. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Ordered in my mom's pay-per-view and all that. So I wrote my little raps, you know what I mean? It's like two or three pages of that shit, man. I spit for that dude. And my uncle was like, yo, this is garbage. And he was like, you can either be a rapper or you go do something else. And you really put your mind to it.
Right.
And I just felt some type of way. I was like, yo, you really just dogged me out right here. And, you know, I just stuck with it. And I just kept writing. And like a year later, this is all still in California, but a year later, I moved back up with my pops. And I had never performed like live yet, but I had been writing. And I was at a Barnes & Noble's, and I was still in some Playboys and some High Time magazines. And I was going to sell them to the kids around my neighborhood. That was my hustle. And open mic happened to be going on. So I signed up, wrote my first poem and like little poem rap, spit it on the microphone. And like my life was changed, man. I, very similar to where this Jacket for Beats, you know, situation went, except it was 10 years ago. It was the initial foundation that set the purpose for like who I am as a person. And I met my first mentor. I was like living between cribs and in like youth shelters and homeless and like foster care and all this like just rough environment. But I had this art and this like powerful mentor that I was, shout out to my man Go. My man Go was just like snatching me up and he was like, nah, man, I just can't let you fall through the concrete. And from there, I just moved all over the United States. I linked up with my second poetry mentor in Jacksonville. That was around like 06. His name is Cuban. Through him, I met my first like real hip hop, like, you know, teacher that I was like, yo, you carrying crates for me. You illegal, you can't even get in this venue, but you're going to be in here and if they ask, you custodian. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. Be around like Mr. Lift and Acrobatic and Perceptionist and Legacy and the Rockets 50 Showcase and Hezekiah during the early Rockets days, X144 SDS. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like powerful acts that are like 15, 16. I don't know if you can necessarily really process that you're around all these legends.
Right.
And then I was also like working in a record store. My mentor, his name is Triclops I, shout out to my man Ian Rand. He was just like, yo, you gonna put in work. And I was still writing my little raps. He would pay me through like CDs and like let me like, you know, get in all the shows for free. And I was like, I made a vow that I was gonna be the best at this. And you know, of course, you know, dude being like 30, listening to some 16-year-old talk about what he's gonna do. He's like, yeah, yeah, I hear you, but I believe in you. I'm gonna let you do what you're doing here, whatever. And I moved to New York a few years later after getting out of Jacksonville, Florida. And I hit the ground running and I never stopped.
Yeah.
And like now, that was in 08. And now he sees it, man, and then his mind is just blown because he's just like, damn, you really did it. You really like doing it now. And I'm like, yeah, man. Y'all put me on. Y'all saved my life. Y'all gave me an opportunity that was one of the most like positive things you could ever do. If you're a religious person and you need a sign that's going to get you into heaven, that was it right there.
Mm.
You, like, saved my life. And, like, 10 years later now, I'm catching wreck on the stage, and what's normal to me is actually just a reflection of the people I was around, and that gave me the foundation. You know what I'm saying?
That's important, man. I mean, that's a recurring theme whenever you hear somebody who really made it. There's two things, I think. Perseverance. You know, don't quit. Don't stop. Can't stop, won't stop. No matter what. And there's very often someone or some people who lent that helping hand and got them where they needed to be. When you came to New York, what was the kind of things you were doing, man?
I'm going to give you the breakdown. I'm going to give you the true science on what I hit. This is just my New York experience. Right? Yeah. I've been here 7 years. My anniversary for 7 years was July 19th. All right. So since being here, I have played City Winery. I've rocked the Hammerstein Ballroom. I've been on MTV, NBC, Fox, CBS, ABC. I'm on Madison Square Garden Network as we speak right now through this documentary called Nick's Poetry Slam. It was a big slam back in the day that Urban Word was in partnership with the Knicks for.
Yeah.
And so we signed an exclusive contract when we was like 18, man. And since then, they just been playing it ever since. I've been on like Sprite. And then venue-wise, I've hit, obviously, like the New York Poets Cafe. That was my first ever venue I ever performed at in New York City.
All right.
I've hit a series of colleges. The list goes on. I have to, like, look at a screen and tell you. And I've traveled all over the United States doing it. But my most memorable venues that I've really ran and I've really owned, like, where I developed the talent that got me, like what I have now, would one be The Lesson at Arlene's Grocery, started by Lenny Ox Reese and Phase One and the whole Gente Kaiser band. That's family.
Yep.
Through them, I've been able to rock with live bands so much that I've been able to get my level down. And then the other platform that I use the most and that got me to the skill I got now would be the subway trains, man. Hmm. And I've been rapping on the trains for the last 5 years with my brother Ghost and Guitars, man. And for real. That's like the main venue that I name as my like highlight. Because that taught me my craft rapping. That got me the money that I've used to flip the investments to be able to rise to the ranks that I've been able to. And it also just taught me the streets and getting street respect and really rhyming. Like how y'all cats had to do it back in the day, in the 80s and 90s, because they ain't necessarily like that no more.
That's true.
You know, heads are like that, but it's digital now. You can get famous off digital. So
you definitely can. You felt it gave you a different kind of edge or vibe by being out there in the street, in the trains.
And we sold mad music out there. Indeed. I was talking to my man today, and I really don't say numbers, but I'll say we've probably moved roughly at least 5,000 copies over the last 4 years just selling CDs on the train.
Right.
The donation.
Right.
5K. You know what I mean? Confidently, I can say that. And it might be more, but that was just from learning lessons from my brother, Ghost, who toured with this pretty well-known singer, Citizen Cope, and he just taught me the whole marketing game. And we had a 10-disc CD burner, and he taught me the flyer game and how to just bag your CDs up. You spend $135 and you get back 1,000 CDs. You think of the profit you make off of that.
Indeed.
You multiply it by 5 years. You know what I mean?
Yes, indeed. Matter of fact, it's funny you say Citizen Cope, man. I just interviewed Hollis Brown. There's a group from Queens that are
They're on tour. I've been with them all week, dog. I was literally backstage with them in Pittsburgh on Saturday, and then was with Cope, Hollis Brown and Counting Crows on Tuesday at JBL Pier.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I talked to Mike from Hollis Brown on my other show. I do another. That's good people's. I'm connected to everything. I'm connected. Let me ask you this. One other thing that happened when you were in the subways was you were kind of discovered for this film project.
Yeah. So like I told you, we've been catching wreck on the train for years. And through that, you get so many opportunities. So I believe I was either on the train with Ghost or I was on the train with my other crew I used to work with called Train Robbers. And one way or another, this director was on the train, Tim Gregory. Shout out to my man, Highway Child Productions. And basically, like, I guess I freestyled about the dude and gave him a flyer. And he had seen me a couple of times with Ghost and also with the other crew that I was with. And, he kept tabs on me. And I was upstate at college. Because I had done a tour in Pittsburgh and my block in Brooklyn was getting type hot. So I needed to escape to get out the streets for a little bit of time. So I went upstate to college for like a semester. Hmm. And during that time, this dude hits me on Twitter, Facebook, and email. I was like, yo, we want you to audition. Explains the whole cast to me. And I'm like, obviously I'm with it. That's crazy. So I show up during school. I like did all my homework in advance for the whole week just so I could miss a few days of school. And I went back down to New York and came to the dude's spot in Williamsburg. I knew it was official because I walked through the door and one of the co-founders of War Media and also Pharaoh's manager, Guy Routé, was there chilling.
Yeah.
And then it was John Michael Reefer, who's a well-known production head, and then it was Tim. And yo, I came through, read my lines, had them memorized basically, and then I just freestyled for these dudes for like 4 minutes, nonstop, was just gunning at them. Like, nah, I'm getting this part. And then he came back and was like, yo, you got it. And it was just mind blowing to just be chilling, because the thing with Pharoah being in the movie, and this is how, it's the same thing with DJ Khaled too. I'll get into that a little bit later. But with Pharoah, like what happened was, he played a show with Yellow Wolf did a show with STS and Psy Hider Prince 2 or 3 years ago at Highline Ballroom, and Pharoah Monch was Yellow Wolf's special guest. So we came out, I took photos with him afterwards, and I was like, yo, I'm gonna meet you one day. Like, word is born. You're gonna see me again. And sure enough, 2 years later, here I am as the lead role in the film with Pharoah Monch, Harry Lennox, Brandon Young, and all these guys. And that's, I was just like, yeah, I told you, B. I told you.
What's the status of that film? What's the status of that project?
So the what you've seen Keep Pushing is a prelim, is a prequel. I mean, right. And a prequel is for them to be able to raise money and also just build the buzz for the feature film that's going to feature a series of wonderful names. I believe the confirmed ones I can say out loud are definitely Harry Lennox, and I believe Ty Hickson's going to return, and also Pharoah. But they also have a couple of other special guests that they're trying to lock down some things with that may appear in the film. Oh, and also my man Robert Glasper is definitely, yes, in the film.
Indeed.
I can say that out loud. You know what I mean? Like, they're basically just building that buzz up and doing whatever they need to do behind the scenes to get everything ready for the feature film to start, and that'll be filmed between New York and Paris. It'll be the older version of Billy the Kid, who's the main character in that prelim. Pretty cool. Right. I mean,
no doubt. It looks interesting, man. I definitely like that kind of story. And your story kind of, in a way, parallels. In other words, you find yourself in the right place at the right time, but you're prepared.
Yeah, it's the same exact. That's why it was so easy to memorize everything. I'm going through this in real life.
Right. But it's important to be prepared. Obviously, you know, they say, you know, opportunity, preparation, something.
Yeah, true, man. Luck, man. Basically what it is. Luck is preparation meeting opportunity.
There it is. So so the same thing happened, Jacket for Beats. You went in, you were prepared, you killed it, ate the dude up. So you already did the session? You were talking about Khaled. You already did that?
No, I haven't done it yet. Okay. I mean, basically, like the whole thing of me the whole thing of me getting in the Jack Daniels joint was, right, is because, like, you know, entering the competition is going to help me get exposure.
Sure.
So, like, through the live edition and the competition in Brooklyn, and also having my video featured on, like, the main website.
Sure.
Like,
sure.
Even if I hadn't won, I would have felt like Jack in for Beats would, like, provided, like, a one-of-a-kind opportunity for me to showcase my craft. Like, you know, it's funny. Like, my man who shot, like, Tidal. It's so real with Jack Up the Beats that Tidal just released a recap video, right?
Mm.
I shared it on my page. And I was talking to the guy who actually did the, like, filming and editing of that video. And he said that Jay-Z personally had to watch the video and approve it for it to make it on the front page of Tidal. And that's why my page is on the front cover. Like, that's mind-blowing. Like, you know what I mean? I'm a diehard Jay-Z fan.
Right.
So I just found that out like 20 minutes ago, and I was like, man, and like, you know. And then on top of that, like, the prize money is going to be mad helpful to my career.
And
like,
imagine
the studio time with DJ Khaled is like invaluable, and I'm saying it's an opportunity of a lifetime. So like, I got nothing but love for everybody who voted, and like Jack Up the Beats and Jack Honey and Atlantic for all making it possible. And it's like, it's funny because with Khaled, same similar story as with Pharoah. Like, I got some homies that, you know, post around the 28th through 31st, 32nd area of Broadway in Manhattan. You know what I'm saying? You know, they hustle the little perfumes, colognes and all that stuff. But we all got to respect each other, you know, from a hustle aspect.
Yeah.
So yeah. I was out there chilling, and I saw a Maybach out front. And I saw a van, a Mercedes-Benz van. And I talked to my man on the app, and I was like, yo, what's good? And he was like, yeah, DJ Khaled's in there. Ha, ha, ha. So I was like, oh, you're being funny. You're not serious. And he's like, no, I'm dead ass. Like, DJ Khaled's like inside right now upstairs. So he was like, just chill outside and wait. So basically I waited. I waited for like 2 hours, man. We sat outside for 2 hours and waited, man. It's like 2 years ago.
Mm.
And I had just met Rick Ross's hype man a week and a half before at the signing release for the Maybach Self-Made Volume 2 or 3 album release they did at JR Appliances. So whatever, Whole slab knew who I was. He kind of remembered. So he walks out the door. First dude to walk out the crew was Whole Slab on 28th. And I'm like, yo, what's good? Hair mad nappy. Just looking like a straight groupie. And he's like, yo, who's... He's like, I'm like, yo, I just met you last week. He's like, man, stop lying. Da, da, da. And I named everything about the week before to him, like specifically, and had photos. And he's like, oh, okay. Okay, bro. All right. You kind of see it. I'm like, yeah, I'm dead ass. I told you I was going to find you. Because he had given me marketing names for somebody before that I wanted to like try to intern for just to get on. And he was like, and the dude didn't hit me back. So I told him all that. And he was like, well, look, man, I still can't promise you nothing. I gave you the name. I don't know what's going to happen, blah, blah. But he was like, look, Rick Ross and them are going to be out in like 10, 20 minutes. Just wait outside. And we are outside. Sure enough, Rick Ross comes outside with his security and a couple other cats from the Maybach Music team. And then DJ Khaled follows behind with his nephew or friend or whoever it was. And we're all like, yo, Rick Ross, Khaled, what's up? They're not paying us no mind, of course. And so Rick Ross gets in the Mercedes-Benz van. The security guard is like, no photos, blah, 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 whatever. Khaled walks by us, though, and it's just him and his whoever it was with him. And we're like, Khaled, yo, what's up? Da-da-da. He gets in the car, closes the door. His nephew or friend or whoever it was that was on our side of the street, true story, man, looks me dead in the face, says, yeah, yeah, and slams the Maybach door in my face. Now, 2 years later, I'm sitting on $10,000. He had to listen to my music and actually judge it. And I will be in the studio with him. If that's not hard work paying off, I don't know what it is.
Yo, J-Dawg, man, that's a good story, man. I love the passion behind what you're doing. You know, there's so many people that we see out here trying to become, you know, famous rappers. And they're doing it just to do it. They're doing it because it's the thing to do. I could tell by your whole story, your whole background. You know, this is something you really work at. It's something you want for a lot of the right reasons. I commend your hard work and effort. What do you have coming up aside from, you know, recording with Khaled project wise, music wise? What's coming up?
All right. So I can announce this stuff now. All right. So I just signed management with Cat Daddy Slim. He's a member of a pretty well-known DJ crew slash like almost like A&R management crew called Ballers Eve.
Okay.
So I looked them up. They've helped out with the careers of Freddie Gibbs, Yellow Wolf, most notable Trinidad James. They're who helped negotiate that deal and everything. Mm. And a list of other amazing artists. They just break records in, man. And they believe in like letting artists be themselves. So I'm working with them on the table right now. I'm supposed to be doing a mixtape with a DJ named DJ Afterthought. He is the tour DJ for a rapper you may or may not know named Riff Raff.
Yep.
So he's Riff Raff's DJ. And I just had this deal, I had this situation I had to do with him just because I won a rap competition like a couple months ago that one of the prizes was a mixtape with him. So I'm going to be recording most of that in Pittsburgh at ID Labs where Mac Miller and Wiz Khalifa have got their start as recording artists. So I'll be doing that. And then also I'll be just working closely with with the engineer that I work with, who is the head engineer for a label called Cinematic Music Group. His name is Nasty. He's a legend. He's mixed like everybody's stuff. He's got like 14 platinum plaques for mixing and mastering. And so now he works for Johnny Shikes and Cinematic Music Group. He just did Joey Badass's album. He mixed that eclectic stuff. He's working on Kirk Knight's album. And so I know Dude from East Village Radio a few years back before he was doing his stuff again. And, you know what I'm saying? I hit him up. He sees the movement. I see his movement. And we have a respect for one another that we've been able to prove through just us showcasing our talents. And so I just trust him with my masters, man. He's the guy that you go to make your stuff sound right.
Right, right.
You know? And that's who I'm going to be working with closely. And then other than that, I'll be on the subway trains as always, rapping. And I'll be joining the Screen Actors Guild Union for SAG to fully like get to the next level of acting. Right now we're wrapping up a short film directed by Safia Martinez called You Are Here. And it's a similar story almost to Keep Pushing, and like, but it's its own like style and a bit more modern. And I'm like the lead character in that. So man, I'm just staying busy, man. Other than that, you know, just I'll just be doing day to day stuff that you'll probably see show up in your newsfeed, man. And it's cool as well. But that was like the big, those like the big upcoming projects. And then whatever Jacket for Beats has in, like I said, has in store for me. Now that I know it's a program between Atlantic Records and Jack Daniels, like that's genius. I didn't find that out until like 2 days ago when I was looking at my A&R because I wanted to know who he was. And like I found out, and I was like, oh man, this is what I signed myself up for. All right, I was just trying to rap.
There you go.
For real, I swear, man. It was just for the art. I just wanted to rap. I really just wanted to rap. So.
Well, that's what's up, man. Well, let us know what you're doing. You got any performances coming up in the New York area, man? Let us know. We put them on our calendar, of course, and come out and support, man.
Yo, you want us to look? I know you have having technical difficulties, so you're gonna use this in the future. I have my guitarist with me, man. You want me to rock something for you over the speaker so you can just have it for footage?
Yeah, man. Why not? Let's do it.
All right. Try to do it.
Yeah.
All right, cool, man. We are gonna body this for you, man.
All right.
I got a lot for you. All right, get my mega set up real quick.
You hear that?
All right, yeah, you can hear that guitar?
Yes, sir.
All right. Man, say what's to the people real quick, Ghost. Let them know who you are, man.
Yo, what's up, man? This is Ghost representing for Jay right now. Let's go.
Do it.
Yeah. Yeah, freestyling while I'm on the beat. And if you can't tell, I'll be rocking all week. Yeah, rocking with my man, Many Faces. And if you can't tell, I'm a man of many faces. So patient, hey, I'm just kicking more. This right here is the New York Hip Hop Report. I'm kind of glad that I can show up in the publication. Because if anything, it's only rhymes that I'm really painting. I use that rap hustle just to stack bundles. Recipes to change, ain't that the answer to stack bundles. Nothing but lies, so I'm rapping this forever. I'm with whatever, I keep it talking like Caitlyn Jenner. 5 million, I do or die, guess I can be doing crime. Gotta make it super fly, just like a Taylor Swift inside. Got my mental cooking and my pencil pushing. Still rapping on the track, just to die since you're broken. What can I say, I'm only speaking my piece. Play deep in the street, so I'm out here rocking for weeks. You know how it goes. Like what happened to your radio. Go through technical difficulties, but I still keep my peace. Nothing but love, I'm only rapping, it's the own beat. And this is C, still hard as the concrete. Play it like smooth jazz whenever I do that. Cool cat, got the game tied down like a do-rag. It's gonna be a long night, I'm flashing on sight. Tough to make it duck down, recipe to Sean Price. Hey, what can I say, I only hustle red. Team homie, on some recipes, pump your head tight crazy. Living life, so I get fire. Me, I'm legendary, like a Union Square Cypher. Yeah, I'm giving you news like New York Times. And you know I'm on my grind like that New York line, huh? What can I say? You know I'm only firing. Much love to the king known as Osiris Anthem. Man, said he played me last night. I'm mad enough to say he killed that rap real tight. Almost like Eminem did Jay-Z on Renegade. That's the only reason why you're young in here spitting flames. Off of my dome in his zone, so my rap for weak. And out of respect for Jack Daniels, it's jacket for beats. Off of my dome in his zone, it's something I know. I'm just living it out for those who are rocking it through the flow. Whoa, you be at that best speech. I promise next week, this thing you let me. Most of my homies don't want acting. Surely I'm paid, sharp as a razor blade. That's ghost. I'm Jade on this is the reach for days. Hope that we get paid. But if anything, I'm patient. What's up to y'all? My man, Manny Faces. Please, y'all. Alright?
Yeah. Yes, indeed. J-Don, man. Pleasure kicking it with you tonight, my man.
Yo, you too, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yo, anytime you need something, man, we'll spread the word. Good luck with everything you got going on. Like I said, as far as I'm concerned, well deserved.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right, my dude. Y'all have a good night. We'll talk soon, and we'll definitely cross paths. I'll be out in that legendary Cyphers. Y'all see me out there.
I see you out there, Black, man. We'll be Bill, man. Be safe, all right?
You know what it is. All right, y'all. Be easy. Okay, well, there it is, folks. Episode 125, Season 3, Episode 6 of the New York Hip Hop Report with Manny Faces, brought to you by Birthplace Magazine. Please do understand we have sponsors for this episode as well. Do check out the Paramount in Huntington, Long Island. Young Thug featuring Tory Lanez will be in the house September 18th. We have a ticket giveaway on birthplacemag.com, so swing by and check that out. Also, homeboy Sandman, our man Al Mello, will be performing at Knitting Factory in Brooklyn on September 3rd. We also have tickets to give away for that on Birthplace Mag. freestylemonday.com. And the first Monday of every month, Freestyle Mondays at Meridian 23, this 13-year long-running freestyle MC battle, DJ battle, B-boy battle, all happening in the same place at the same time. It's one of the best events in New York City for music, not just hip-hop, just in general. So definitely come out. It's a free event. Those are our sponsors for this week. We'll be back on Sunday, September 6th, and we'll be back to a weekly schedule after that. So once again, nyhiphopreport.com. Join the email list. Tweet at us at nyhiphopreport. You can tweet at me. My name is Manny Faces, at Manny Faces. And thanks again to Steve Ortiz, my co-host with the most, who held me down during this episode, even though technology failed us. So thank you, most of all, for checking in and checking us out. We will catch you guys back here weekly starting September 6th, Sundays at 10 p.m. Once again, the New York Hip Hop Report with Manny Faces, nyhiphopreport.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for spreading the word. We're out.
Yes. For sure. We need more people like you just spreading the word about these artists.
I appreciate
you know,
that, man. For
yes,
real.
Indeed.
We need more people like y'all rocking on the radio and letting everybody know, especially shout out to the people listening in New Zealand. That blew me away. I was like, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Listen, this is my first time checking out the show. I'm glad to see somebody talking about hip-hop in this format. I'm used to hearing sports talk radio, so this is a dream come true right here.
Also, real quick, I would add that this is the first talk show that's, you know, that prescribes to our condition. I mean, I listen to talk radio all the time. First time I've ever heard an eloquent talk show host like you and your co-host who actually has the skill of dictation.
Manny Faces.
You sick for this one. This one.
I'm on my New York. Got the world following the New York script. Hustle with Timbs and hoodies on my New York flip. Rubber band sack money with my New York click. Yeah, I'm on my New York. I rep the Giant Jets, New York Knicks. Della made clothing with my New York stitch. My chick banging, don't you see my New York? Yeah, I'm on my New York stitch.